I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And now it can be told. It was a 38-year-old bartender who taped Mitt Romney's 47% remarks during the presidential campaign. Scott Prouty says he was working at that $50,000 a plate Florida fundraiser when he recorded Romney saying things like 47% of Americans are dependent on the government and see themselves as victims. Prouty told MSNBC's Ed Schultz that he came to believe everyone should hear what he heard.
I felt an obligation for all the people that can't afford to be there. You shouldn't have to be able to afford $50,000 to hear what the candidate actually thinks.
Prouty initially posted a different clip from the fundraiser online, one in which Romney seems to be praising China's harsh working conditions. That's how David Korn of Mother Jones magazine first came across him and eventually talked Scott Prouty into posting the full video. David joins us now. And David, we understand that initially Scott Prouty didn't want to do that. He was worried he'd be fired or become the story.
He was not eager immediately to get everything out. There was a lot of thinking and conversations that had to go on about how to do this in the right way that would protect him. But he certainly wanted the material out.
Well, and he did. But as you said, it was a struggle. And as you said last night on MSNBC, he lost some sleep over it. Here's Scott talking.
Just looked in the mirror and just said, "You're a coward. You're an absolute coward." Because, you know, I was kind of leaning to not putting it out. I went back to bed and said, all right, well, that's not going to work. You know, I'm going to put it out. I'm going to be proud I did it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And I'm going to make sure as many people as possible hear it.
As you well know, David Korn, Mitt Romney surfaced recently and said that those words, which he regretted speaking, were, you know, not good words to speak, the 47%, were taken out of context. We're wondering, why did Scott Prouty come out now?
Scott addressed that a little bit in the interview he gave to Ed Schultz on MSNBC, saying Mitt Romney was back in the news trying to defend these remarks. And I think the fact that some time had passed now, he had less fear of recriminations, probably made it easier for him to reveal himself. I wrote a piece in which I talked about how he grappled for months with whether he should reveal himself or not. He certainly didn't want to do it while the campaign was still ongoing, because he wanted it just to be about Mitt Romney's and Mitt Romney's words.
So, David Korn, you know, your sentiments about the campaign were made well known in your appearances on MSNBC. But what do you say to the critics of Scott Prouty who say, well, he's another Andrew Breitbart, the late Andrew Breitbart, you know, people who ambush political people?
Nobody was ambushed here. This was an unedited, straight shot of Mitt Romney talking. You know, after we put up our story at MotherJones.com, Mitt Romney said, I want to see the whole video. And we did. We put up the whole video. It wasn't an opposition research job. Scott very clearly explained that he went to the fundraiser to work without the intention of trapping Mitt Romney.
In fact, he said there were other people who had cameras there and no one told him he couldn't record anything.
Yes, there was nobody who said you can't do this. So his, you know, he thought it'd be kind of interesting, and he was kind of curious. I'm going to see a guy who may be president. Let's, you know, I'm going to bring my camera along. Maybe I'll take a picture with him, and maybe I'll record it, too.
Well, what do you think happens now, David Korn? Mitt Romney's going to give his first public speech tomorrow at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Conservatives still very angry at him. They think he blew the election. And then you have Scott Prouty reminding them of the phrase that some say was the worst he could have uttered. What do you think happens to this whole story, especially since he does come across, he did come across last night on MSNBC as somebody who just was a worker himself and didn't like the way workers were depicted?
I think in this debate, Scott certainly has the upper hand. You know, a working class bartender, college educated, just talking about how he was offended by Mitt Romney's dismissive talk of this other lazy, self-victimizing America. I don't think there's many people who are on the edge of their seats waiting to hear what Mitt Romney is going to say at CPAC and who cares about that. On the other hand, I think Scott has a brighter future than I think Mitt Romney.
One man's opinion there. David Korn, Washington bureau chief for Mother Jones. And we'll link you to Scott Prouty's interview on MSNBC and David's story in Mother Jones at hereandnow.org. David, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And while there, let us know what you think now that you know more about this story. Should he have done the taping, Scott Prouty? What do you think now that he's come forward? Love to hear your opinion at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds with painful memories for Gamecocks, Here and Now.